This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On the list of conversations that you have to have with your children, one of the more awkward ones is the conversation around pornography. Yep. What is it? What do you do when you encounter it? And when we read stats that kids as young as 8 are being exposed to online pornography, invariably it's going to come up maybe sooner than you had hoped. Emily Olivius, she is an Aussie author. She has written a book called Put a Lid on It, Exposing the Pornography Trap. We caught up with her to talk about the effects of pornography, why it is something that you wouldn't want your children exposed to.
There's very practical things like brain development, brain structures. We're seeing that people with drug addictions or, you know, cigarette addictions or whatever addiction you can think of, that the brain looks the same in a person with a pornography addiction or someone who watches a lot of porn. You know, so from a physical brain structures perspective, these are dangerous things. And I mean, kids are not smoking cigarettes. Kids are not doing drugs, not at 8, but they are looking at porn. So what's that doing to their brain development? How is that setting them up for the rest of their life? That's pretty scary to me.
In your book, Put a Lid on It, you're going to be helping parents have the conversation of dealing with pornography that they're not planning to see online. Mm. What advice are you giving to parents?
Look, I'm saying talk to them, talk to your kids, because if you don't, their friends are going to, or someone else is going to. And if they're the only messages that they're receiving are from pornography or from their friends who may be seeing pornography, then we're not setting them up to succeed. We really want to support parents to support their kids and to give them tools to make it practical, but also just to start that conversation so that you can be present in their life in this issue.
One of the things, Emily, I appreciated about your book is, as I read it, I was thinking to myself, how do I have a frank conversation potentially if our first encounter is likely at 11 with an 11-year-old on the subject of it? Because there are going to be some parents who potentially get to the conversation much later with a kid and find out that their kid is already involved in that. And the challenge of saying, okay, well, there is a way out of this is also a hard conversation to have with a kid, isn't it?
Absolutely. But we're all about giving hope, and there is definitely, it's not the end of the road if a child has seen pornography, or if they do see pornography, the reality is they will. But it's important for them to know that that's not it. They haven't stuffed up or gone too far. And what we're learning about neurogenesis and the plasticity of the brain, we know that we can come back from this stuff, and it's not the end of the road for sure.
And if we're talking about pornography with young kids, I think that opens up a lot of other conversation as well. Obviously, it means you're talking with your children about sex. If you come from a Christian household, you're probably going to be talking about God's intention for relationships, marriage, the place of sex in marriage, etc. Those are pretty big conversations to be having with young people. Do you have to talk about all of those because you're talking about the one?
Look, I think for me, I wasn't ready to go there with all of it. And so I wrote the book so that I didn't have to. I have talked to my kids about sex, so I had that as a precursor. But you certainly don't have to talk about sex before you talk about pornography. But I would say these are all excellent conversations to have with your kids, and they all need to happen. But no, I don't think they all need to happen at the same time. So give it to them in small doses, and make it a natural conversation. I think that's really key, because you want kids to know that they can come to you whenever. And, you know, whenever something comes up, you're available.